Claiborne rode to Kiefer's cabin. 7 miles he whipped his mule. And when he reached the cabin yard, Abbott's pistol drew. He said, H.J. Kiefer, I've come to pay you all you do. For my daughter Laura Ferris Lane, and I know that it was you. Let them bones burn. Keep on burning. Ab shot out the cabin windows, shots one and two. And all he heard was silence and the wind blowing through. Ab felt no satisfaction that his shots had found their mark. So Ab called out again as the skies around grew dark. H.J. Kiefer, come and face me, come die like a man. For my daughter Laura Fair was murdered by your wicked hand. Again there came no answer, so Ab called out once more. Then shots three and four shattered H.J. Kiefer's door. Let them bones burn and keep on burning. Ab Claiborne stood at the threshold, his heart was racing fast. And on the cabin floor he saw the body of the man. H.J. Kiefer lay unmoving, so Ab cried out again. Kiefer, are you dead? He heard no answer but the wind. Ab Claiborne raised his gun again, and with a trembling hand sent shots five and six to the body of the man. Let them bones burn, keep on burning. H.J. Kiefer lay sprawled on the floor, broken bottle in his grip. From the shelves of Claiborne's general store, it was deadly arsenic. Ab loaded up his gun and emptied it again. Let them bones burn, keep on burning. Still Ab felt no satisfaction, and his rage did not abate. So he set fire to the body in the fury of his hate. And the people of Limestone Valley, dear and learned, gathered round to watch the corpse of H.J. Kiefer burning on the ground. Let them bones burn and keep on burning. That's a story we believe. Some might call to question details, but I never saw the need. Ab Claiborne never killed a man, though we got to watch him bleed. Let them bones burn, keep on burning.